Around 150 volunteers will be making their way through East and Central Cochrane April 23 for Helping Hand Society of Cochrane and area's first food drive of the year. Residents of East End, Glen Eagles, Downtown, Glenbow, and Riverview who wish to donate non-perishable food items are encouraged to leave their donations out on their doorstep by 10 a.m. that day for volunteers to pick up. We will have lots of volunteers out with our Helping Hand stickers going door to door to collect the donations, said Executive Director Shara Nicole. They will be knocking on the doors if donations aren't left out. This is just as a reminder because we do get about 50% more donations when they knock on the doors. We will be stepping back to allow everyone space as we're still very cognizant of everybody's comfort levels in the community. This year, Helping Hands made the decision to go bag-less and will no longer be providing plastic bags prior to food drives. In coordination with the federal mandate for the use of single plastics, as well as our own values for reducing waste in the community, we have decided not to order any more plastic bags, said Nicole. Instead, the nonprofit encourages the community to use either a new reusable bag, a plastic grocery store bag, a box, or just leave the items by themselves on the porch for volunteers. Any plastic bags, she added, will be recycled. About 1,300 cases of food were donated to the Activettes last year from all four quarterly food drives. Nicole said typically, the nonprofit will generate anywhere from 150 to 300 cases of food in one drive. We know this might look a little different this year just with grocery prices skyrocketing and everybody trying to feed their own families, but we ask if people can donate even one or two items, that would be greatly appreciated, said Nicole, adding the community's generosity never ceases to amaze her. All non-perishable donations are welcome, but this year, the Activettes food drive wish list includes donations of 1-liter juices, juice boxes, oatmeal, canned soup, granola bars, fruit cups, canned proteins, dish soap, and laundry detergent. A lot of toiletries are also appreciated because those are things that aren't typically given, said Nicole. The Activettes sort through all donations and any items they cannot use then trickle down to Helping Hands for use in their food security programs like meal teams, or to stock the free food sheds at St. Andrew's United Church and Bow Valley Baptist Church. If anyone wishes to make a donation of perishable food, we will direct them to one of our two free food sheds, said Nicole. The next food drive will happen May 28 in the Western Cochrane neighborhoods of West Valley, West Terrace, West Point, Heartland, Heritage Hills, Bow Meadows, Bow Ridge and Jumping Pound. The North and South Cochrane food drives are scheduled for September 22 and October 22. A full schedule can be found here. Helping Hands is always looking for a few extra volunteers. Those who wish to sign up to help with the food drives can reach out to food@helpinghandscochrane.ca or visit their website, where they can register to volunteer for a number of other community programs.